Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them stories of other children all over the world and all of the things that they've been doing and they've been thinking and they've been saying. It's a wonderful task. It's a wonderful experience. And being a candle, I am very sort of easy for everyone to accept and everyone to know because I'm kind of a fun guy. And I really am. I look at a child's smile, and I can see how that child's smile stabilizes the universe. A child's smile stabilizes the universe in such a wonderful way that it just makes everything good and everything balanced and everything joyous. Yes, I was talking to Ellen the other day, and Ellen is 8 years old, and Ellen was talking to Ingeborg, who was 10 years old, and they were all talking with Sylvia, who was 7 years old, and Anita came into the picture, and she was just 4 years old. And they were all having a big knockdown, drag-out discussion of what it means to be yourself, what it means to smile, and how a smile is so terribly important to do all the time in our life. And Ellen said, why should we smile all the time? If we smile all the time, it doesn't mean a thing because people become accustomed to it and they see our smile and it doesn't touch them anymore. And Ingeborg spoke up and said, well, I tell you, I've had a lot of pains recently and they've made my life not too happy. And then I realized the world's not interested in my pain. The world's not interested in the unhappiness I feel within me. They want to know about happiness and joy and peace. Oh, come on, Ingeborg. When you have pain, it's hard to smile. Yes, it is hard to smile. But when I have pain, that's the time I smile the most, Ingeborg said. That's the time I tell everybody, everything's okay, everything's okay. And you know what happens? I stop thinking about the pain that I have, and I start thinking about the smile that I have. And pretty soon, the pain just goes away, and I have a smile on my face that lasts the whole day. Oh, Ingeborg, you are so wonderful. I like to be around. Everybody likes to be around you, Ingeborg, because there's some magic about you. There's something that's very enchanting about you, Ingeborg. There's something that's very special about you. Yes, Ellen says, and I know what it is. Ingeborg says, you know what it is, Ellen? Tell me what it is. I'm just me, that's all. And Anita says, I know what it is. I know what it is, too. And Sylvia says, yes, that's what I practice too. What's that, Sylvia? What is it that you practice? I practice smiling. And when I smile, everything is okay. When I smile, all the problems of the world just fade away and are not important anymore. Because a child's smile stabilizes the universe. I heard that. My daddy told me that. My mommy told me that. And my mommy and daddy are from Switzerland, you know, and I'm from Switzerland. And so when they told me that, I was just a little girl. Well, you're just a little girl now. Yes, I know I'm just a little girl now, but that was just yesterday. Okay, so what did your mommy and daddy say? They said, a child's smile stabilizes the universe. Well, that's a pretty big word for you to be using. What does that mean? Well, Sylvia thought to herself, now I said something and I've got to explain it. How do I explain it? How do I explain that a child's smile stabilizes the universe? Well, let's look at it this way. When Ingeborg has hurt in her and she thinks of smiling, she puts her attention on the smile and the hurt does not get the attention. That's right, Sylvia. That's right, Ellen said. You're just right on the track. And Anita says, ah, now I see how it works. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. You are always so smart. You always know exactly how to explain it so I can understand it. Well, that's what it is. That's just what it is. A child's smile stabilizes the universe. Now, how does a child's smile stabilize the universe any better than anybody else's smile, any other human being? Well, a child's smile is ingenuous. A child's smile is so innocent. A child's smile is so gentle. A child's smile does not think it has to be understood. It does not think it has to be heard. It has to be enjoyed. A child's smile is given without expecting anything in return. It's a smile of the heart flowing forth from that child to all of its world. And that loving smile, that unconditional smile, makes everything in the world seem right. Oh, is that how it works? Wow. But Ingeborg, how can you smile when you're hurting? How can you smile when in your heart you got this unhappiness that says, I'm hurting, I'm unhappy, I'm hurting, how can I, help me, somebody please help me? And how can you smile when you're feeling like that, Ingeborg? Anita is always so sensible and so loving and so caring. She says, how can you do that, Ingeborg? And Ingeborg says, I do that because when I was growing up in Italy, my mom taught me that smiles are the most important thing in the world. And my mom ran a post office, and I would sit up on the counter at the post office and watch the people come in and out, and I'd smile at them because my mom says a smile was so wonderful, and a little child's smile just stabilizes everybody. And you know, everybody who came into my mom's post office was so relaxed and so peaceful and so happy. It was just wonderful. And that was yesterday. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, how did you know that, Ingeborg? You were just a little child. You're just a little child. Now, how do you know that? Well, I'm not stupid. And when I look around me in the world, and I see anyone with a frown on their face, I smile at them. And they cannot keep their frown. It has to go away. It just goes away. Oh, Ingeborg, you're so smart. Yes, I am. But I recognize that a smile makes everything turn out good. I recognize that if I do something bad, and then I smile, and my mom is disarmed by my smile, and she doesn't know what to do, whether to spank me or whether to praise me or what to do. And before anything is done, the smile has just won its way, and I am a good girl again. And also, mommy says, I'm just wonderful. Yes, a smile enchants the world. A smile enchants the universe. A smile stabilizes all of life. And a child's smile does it even more than anybody else because it is so genuine. It's a smile that comes from the heart of a child. It comes from the inner being of a child. It comes from that sensitivity of the child that knows that all is good and all is beautiful. And where there is unhappiness, the smile sows gentleness and peace. Mr. Candle, do other boys and girls around the world talk like this? Oh, yes. Yes, they do, Anita. Other boys and girls around the world talk like this all the time. But how do you have time to remember all that stuff, Sylvia asked. Well, I remember that stuff because it is so beautiful, I can never forget it. Well, Ingeborg says, you know, Mr. Candle, I'd like to have your job. I would like to be all over the world, sitting on the bedside table of children as they talk about being themselves and having fun and doing it. Well, Ingeborg, you are on the bedside table of every child in the world just like I am, because you are me. And whenever my thought is there, Ingeborg, you are there. And your love is there. And your happiness is there. And your peace is there. And your wonderment is there. And Ingeborg, all the world is a little more blessed and certainly wonderfully stabilized because your smile is always there. We live in a world, we live in a life that is built upon principle. And boys and girls, when you live the principle of your stabilizing smile and are sincere in your smile, everything always turns out just right for you, your family, and the world. And it is wonderful. Uh-oh, there comes Mr. Sandman. See him? He's coming in with his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over all of you boys and girls. And you're going to have such wonderful dreams. You're going to have such wonderful, smiley, happy, good dreams that you're just going to feel, oh, so great. Now, boys and girls, call Mommy and Daddy. Tell them to come in and tuck you in. You're ready to go to bed. Mommy, Daddy, come. Tuck me in. We're ready to go to sleep. Mr. Sandman's here. Hurry up, please. As Mommy and Daddy rush into your bedroom and snuggle you under the sheets and cuddle you down with your teddy bear and say, have happy dreams, my beloved. I love you. I love you. And Mommy's smile and Daddy's smile is so big, the room is lit even more than by Mr. Candle. Well, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle. And I'll be back another time. And until I do, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.